Chapter 1. I'm a vampire. That's a condition, not a job description. So, being a vampire doesn't pay the bills. My day job takes care of that. And yes, I did say day job. Forget what you've read or seen in movies. All crap, including the sunlight and bursting into flames thing. Intentional misdirection. Some of the credit goes to me, but we'll talk about that later. Back to my day job. I bag groceries at the U.S. military commissary in Wiesbaden, Germany. I know it sounds special ops, but a commissary is like a supermarket run by the American government for service people and their families stationed over here in Europe. Here's a quick job description. I stuff groceries into bags and then load those bags on wire carts. From there, I roll the assorted wet and dry foodstuffs to customers' cars where I load everything. Usually in the trunk, but sometimes in the back seat. Exciting, huh? And here's the best part. I do it all for tips. My being a vampire, you might think I use special mind control to inflate those tips. I don't. Mostly because there's no such thing. Well, probably only because there's no such thing. So no matter how hard I bore into someone's thoughts with my frighteningly sexy glare, I only see a forehead. Believe me, I've tried. If cliche-type vampire mind control did exist, my cover would evaporate. I mean, who could be trusted with that kind of horsepower? Not me. At least my odds of getting a second date would soar. So, for lack of mind control, I make sure to pack all the cold items together in the same sack, and I'm extra careful with the eggs. I also brush my teeth and wear deodorant. It's a trade secret. I'm not talking about the toothpaste and deodorant. Duh, that's common hygiene. And the vampire stuff? We'll cover that in a few seconds. Eggs. That's the trade secret. Always fuss over the eggs. Drawing the customer's attention to that little carton frees your other hand to load the rest quicker and with far less care. Same sleight of hand used for magic tricks. Fondle someone's eggs, and it doesn't matter if you bounce the other groceries into the trunk. And chances are, your tip goes up. Maybe I do know a mind trick or two. You might also think my centuries make me super brainy. As far as language skills go, I can question your family tree in several dead tongues. So what? And even though I grew up within a long walk of Wiesbaden, my fluency in the original language of the Germanic tribes doesn't help. Almost nothing's the same. I could ask someone, how about we take the horses to mines and burn some Romans? They'd just smile and point at bus 75. About the third stop down the line, I'd realize I wanted bus 57. At least the walk back is usually nice. And while we're bursting stereotypic bubbles, you might think being a vampire makes me incredibly handsome. You'd be wrong. Being me is what makes me incredibly handsome. If you don't believe me, reread the previous sentence until you do. Let's establish a ground rule. I'll not waste my time telling you something that isn't true, nor will I drone on, attempting to convince you of anything. We made it past my biggest secret with no bumps, so let's just agree with each other that when we say yes, we mean yes. When we say no, we mean no. Except the incredibly handsome part. Perhaps a slight overstatement. Would you believe credibly cute? One other thing that might help with the looks department. I'm wealthy. Rolling in it. Depending on the airline you last flew on, I likely own most of it or part of it. Unless your flight originated from an old Eastern Bloc country. So don't blame me for the service. Why do I need to work for tips? I don't. Money can easier buy love than it can a good cover story. That makes it crucial that my bagger friends believe I paddle in the same financial boat as they do. Every now and then, I do splurge, though I'm careful to cover my tracks. So why me? Well, despite hauling someone else's 16-roll specials worth of butt paper for hire, I'll bet my life's more interesting than whoever you read that last book about. And if you think you might taunt me with a story of your own, send me a manuscript. And I promise to give it a whirl. I may find your life sufficiently compelling to plan a visit of the late night. You invite me across the threshold variety. How's that sound? Enough about you. Friday night, almost closing time. A shadow camped across checkout lane 7 as I stooped to load the last of 3 cases of Diet Cola onto my cart. Perhaps a thick cloud in front of the sun, though my instinct said the sun played no part in this eclipse. Mostly because I was inside the commissary,